We're in the book of Acts, chapter 25, looking at verses 13 through 22. Let me pick up with verse 13 again today, where it says, "A few days later, King Agrippa arrived with his sister Bernice to pay their respects to Festus." Now, as I finished last time, I was telling you that Agrippa II and Bernice, the great-grandchildren of Herod the Great, allegedly began an incestuous relationship while they were still young. The rumors of this relationship were widely reported by contemporary writers. Perhaps it's not surprising that modern historians generally treat these rumors as unproven scandal, but there is quite a bit of first century contemporary evidence of it included in some serious historical works. For example, the Jewish historian Flavius Josephus wrote that after Bernice was widowed, she returned to live with her brother Agrippa II, and that the report went that she had criminal conversation, which is a code word for sex, with her brother. The Roman satirist Juvenal specifically makes fun of the pair and refers to Bernice as an incestuous sister, stating that the barbarian Agrippa gave a gift to her. And then there is the Roman historian and senator Cassius Dio, who reports that the rumors persisted and that the pair lived together for many years. Well, not much shocked the Romans, but this was prohibited in their laws and most of the laws of the ancient world. Marriage to a close relative, such as an uncle or an aunt or a first cousin, was accepted at times, but not to a sibling. So in order to escape this rumor truth, Bernice contracted her third marriage in 50 AD with Polem, who was king of Cilicia in modern Turkey. The marriage was doomed from the start. History indicates that Agrippa II and Bernice lived to old age in Rome, still together at the end of life. Okay, let's pick up at verse 14. During their stay of several days, Festus discussed Paul's case with the king. "There is a prisoner here," he told him, "whose case was left for me by Felix." Well, during the extended visit with Agrippa II, Festus decided to explain the thorny situation he was facing. Notice that the first thing he does is frame the situation. He says, "There is a prisoner here whose case was left for me by Felix." He's clearly distancing himself from any responsibility for Paul still being incarcerated past the 2 years that was imposed by Roman law. He's also prepared to explain why the situation really wasn't his fault. So what follows is Festus' own summarization of the events that had taken place. We'll start looking at that with verse 15 and 16. Festus says, "When I was in Jerusalem, the leading priests and Jewish elders pressed charges against him and asked me to condemn him. I pointed out to them that Roman law does not convict people without a trial. They must be given an opportunity to confront their accusers and defend themselves." Well, Festus notes that the Jews had formerly pressed charges against Paul. They could have simply complained about Paul's activities, but they had Tertullus read out the formal charges. Festus, in fact, explaining why Paul's case winded up on the docket, the Jews had lodged formal accusations before Festus, a Roman official. However, this was not dealt with, and so it carried over. We'll come back here next time on Verse by Verse.